95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man.
3 to 7. How was your weekend?
Yeah, you know, good. An extra hour, man.
I always love that.
Sleep and lie around.
Does it not throw you off?
No, not at all. That losing the hour, I'll lose
that
my mind.
That doesn't throw you off either.
Yeah. But my dog is like, what the hell is this? Why are you guys still asleep?
Get your dog doesn't out of care. Bed. Your dog doesn't understand daylight saving?
No, you would think by now, like 12 years or whatever on our planet, she would come around. But no, she still wants to go out at the same time.
Well, that's BS.
Yeah, it's total BS. I have a word with her. You know, withhold her bone, as it were, if you will.
I won't.
Good.
I will not.
I will not either. She'll be happy to know.
Because I don't love it.
Because she wants her bone.
Sure, of course. All dogs want their bones.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still talking about? Yes,
yeah,
okay.
I think so. I
all right, good. Let's talk about our show today, shall we?
All right.
You can beat a speed trap by going too fast.
Oh, bitchin'. I'm up for that.
Right?
Yeah. That's great.
That's good news.
Yeah.
The state with the highest emotional... there's 5 big emotional elements.
Okay.
And then there's a map of the United States. And which state do you think is the very top, is the best state according to these emotional 5 things?
Are they like joy and contentment? What are they?
They're... close to that. Yeah. I'll ask you on the air.
Okay.
And I'll give you 3 guesses.
California better be in the top good stuff or there's going to be hell to pay.
I will give you 3 guesses and I will give you 1 American dollar.
Oh, 1 American dollar.
If you get one of the...
Oh, hot damn.
If you get it right.
I will spend that like crazy.
Sylvester Stallone is on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen this, but his daughter's account.
Heard about it, yeah.
It's his daughter's account.
All right.
And he's dancing and...
Oh, dad.
Lip syncing.
Oh, I'm shutting down my TikTok, dad.
Nope. Clearly she wants him on it because he's a super... Of course,
sure.
Because he's a huge name.
Well, it's either one way or the other. Get off my damn TikTok or, yeah, you need to come do this.
He seems to be getting on it a lot and is dancing a lot.
That's weird. I don't know that... Hold on. Accessing, except for in the ring with Apollo Creed, I don't remember ever seeing him dance.
Nope. Agreed.
Yeah. So I might have to check that out.
I will show you. I'll also post it.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody can see it. There's going to be a Christmas tree shortage.
What a shame.
Why do you say it that way?
I just, you know.
You don't care.
No.
Well, are you the Grinch?
Yes.
Do you hate Christmas?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? Of course I'm the Grinch. I don't like happy,
I know you're the Grinch, but
crap.
Do you hate Christmas?
No, I can't say I hate Christmas, but...
You don't love it?
We have a fake tree. We just put it up every year. Who cares? Yeah.
A lot of people care.
I know. That's nice.
Why
I care
do
for you.
I hate the baby
I don't hate
Jesus.
Them. Do you get a fresh tree every year?
Yes.
Last year we got one and we called him, what do we call him? Oh, man. I can't remember his name, but he is still around. There's still little pieces of him all over the house.
That does seem to happen. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That
he started attacking us like as soon as we put him in the car. So,
Bruce, as you keep calling Bruce, is
yes,
his name.
Like after the shark. That's why, because he bit us all of them.
You crazy.
Yeah, totally. And so also, I might not be getting a Bruce this year. What a shame.
And okay also, David Chase is talking about the ending of The Sopranos, and we're going to take your worst TV show endings.
Apart from Lost.
Finales.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Lost is a given, right?
Yeah, that's a given. You don't even need to say Lost.
Right.
That was the worst.
So we'll take your calls on that as well. And the high-low game,
yeah,
which we will play between now and 4, is worth $1,400.
Ding, 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 ding.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that Marcy tomorrow is going to do a listener suggestion for her boot camp where it's the same title but a totally different song. So you could throw in Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, Incubus, Wish You Were Here.
Interesting.
If you have some ideas for that, call her tomorrow. If she's here, if it's not Stu. You know, actually, Stu and her, I've never seen them in the same room together.
I agree.
Starting to wonder.
He's really beautiful.
He is. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous lady.
All right, listen, I don't know if this is true here or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear from a police officer.
Okay.
Will be willing to tell us anonymously. A motorist in Belgium can get away. The owner of a car suspected of traveling 190 miles an hour past a speed camera.
Wow. That better be a hell of a straightaway.
The driver will not be prosecuted because the radar unit only has legal approval for estimating speeds up to 186 miles per hour.
So this guy knew it. He's like, I needed to go another 4.
And the device does not bother photographing vehicles exceeding that speed.
Well, I guess
you
it is
go
pretty
too
rare.
Fast for radar. What?
Why not? Why would it just limit it that? I mean, they just think nobody's going to be going 200 miles an hour.
It must be an older law that they just, whenever they came up with the radar or whatever. I don't know.
That's not even anywhere near the Autobahn, is it? Is it anywhere near?
I don't think so.
That's in Germany.
Yeah, that's in Germany. Yeah. And in Germany, they are actually, on Friday, an elderly motorist, it says, grabbed the mobile speed camera being used to issue tickets to passing motorists, and he took the device apart and carried it home. Genius.
That's my kind of dude.
But the man's own family later turned him into police.
Oh,
come on.
Turn in Gramps. That's not cool.
Gramps is helping us.
Yeah, man. He's out there kicking ass.
In France, destruction of the speed camera has become a weekly occurrence. On Thursday, the device was torched for the third time in three weeks.
Wow, that must be kind of fun, I gotta say, setting fire to that camera. That's terrible. My goodness.
That's awful, isn't it?
Golly,
I would never be
why I
do this. Because
got a flamethrower?
Also, there's a pole-mounted turret. A speed camera that was cut down and set on fire over a pile of wood.
They're sacrificing it now.
This is the fifth such attack on the automated ticketing machine.
Wow, dang.
So do they even have automated? I know
they
that they
gave
have
up here for the most part. Like, they had them in Arizona, I know, but what it came down to there was, since an officer didn't actually write it out and didn't sign for it, they ended up throwing it out. Yeah.
So they still do it for running a red light.
Yes, I guess.
Not that I would know, because how would I know? But
never got one of those tickets in the mail, huh?
They do. And also on the, what's the expressway or whatever that is, where you're supposed to pay a little extra.
Oh, yeah, the toll.
Yeah, that's, toll they roads. Have really good cameras for them. Those really zoom in. I blocked my face like this when I was driving underneath the cameras.
And somehow it went through your arm.
No, it didn't matter. They got the license plate. That's all they get.
Yeah. Oh, really? But they didn't get you driving?
Nope.
Yeah, but it's your car. It's your vehicle, I think, is what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, was I the driver? We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe I wasn't.
Of course you weren't.
Right.
No way. You were out burning some speed camera somewhere.
Torching.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wait, so we're asking basically if you know that radar is theoretically only up to...
Is there an upper limit?
Yeah, is there? I mean, I guess if this guy's getting away with it.
It doesn't sound like they use him here for speed, though.
Right.
But
190, huh?
190.
Dude.
Because it was over 186, he walked. How great is that?
That is amazing.
I don't think my car would go 190.
Oh,
but
hell no.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would give it a try. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is a map of regional psychological differences. I said emotional. That was incorrect. Psychological differences.
Regional psychological differences.
So it goes by state, and it looks like a heat map.
Okay.
And the first one is extroversion.
Extroversion.
Which I assume is related
more
to
extroverts. Yeah. I would guess, well, either New York or California is that one at the top of the list.
Okay, you'd be wrong.
Damn it! Come on!
Try again.
More extroverts than California or New York?
Mm-hmm.
I have to lean towards this as mistaken! Florida.
It is Florida.
Ah. All right, I retract
my
mistaken.
Why would you guess Florida?
Because, you know, you're out there naked on the beach doing insane things. All our stories come from Florida. They must be not shy. They must not be introverted.
Conscientiousness. What?
I'm going to go with Pennsylvania on that one.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a strange guess.
Brotherly love, isn't that where that is? The Philadelphia? I don't know.
Yes, but have you been to Philadelphia?
Oh, no, Utah. That should be at the top of the list.
It's not.
Ah!
You know what it is?
What?
Florida.
Oh, drop dead. Conscientious. You can't have both. Well, I guess you could.
You could.
I mean, they're very extroverted in trying to get people to stop being insane and hurting other people.
Right. Openness.
If you say Florida, I'm going to push your wheelchair out the...
Florida is in a tie with California. It is in a tie with California.
California. And one of these things?
Openness.
Sorry, I saw a big man. What was that Mac on Me movie not too long ago?
What the hell are you talking about?
If you saw it, then you know what I was just saying. Openness and then what?
Florida and California tied.
For openness.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make much sense.
Talking about regional psychological differences.
Differences, okay.
Agreeableness.
That's definitely not Texas.
Nope.
Agreeableness.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska. Everybody was very friendly there.
It is Florida.
Oh, come on!
And surrounding states. So, like, Louisiana and Mississippi and Georgia.
That makes no sense.
All of them.
They agreeableness.
Emotional stability.
That is not Florida. There is no Florida. Way. No, then this thing is insane.
It is
Who
Florida.
Made this up? Joe from Florida?
Yes, Joe from Florida.
Just had a head injury. When he was, and he's like, you know, I need to put together a map of stuff that makes no sense.
It makes zero sense,
yeah.
But apparently Florida is the place to be.
Oh, Chamber of Commerce. Wait, who did put this out? Where is this?
This is in, it's on Perspectives on Psychological Science, which of course I'm a, you know.
Oh, sure.
I subscribe
no,
to.
No, I know, yeah.
And I read every week
of
thoroughly.
Of course, how yes. could you not? Yeah.
So that's a study that they did. And Florida won.
And is it, are they based in Florida?
That's got to be, that has to be bogus, right?
Yeah, that's just mistaken at least. Yeah,
bogus.
And bogus at that.
Let's be honest, yeah. It's bogus. There's no possible way.
They're basically saying down with Florida, in other words, no matter what.
Yeah, yes. This is a lie, and we don't care. We're not going to take it.
We're not right. moving there.
No, nope.
Stop trying to make us move there.
Yay. Think that need your help?
Yes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for the KLOS High Logan.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's up to $1,400. It's a number between 0 and 95, and I can tell you that the last guess was too low at 90.
At 90. Okay. All right.
90 was too low.
All right. Well, that leaves a hell of a lot of leeway.
Yes, it does. Just for playing, you get the Dirty Honey and Mammoth.
Nice. Wolfgang, yeah.
At the YouTube Theater.
March 2nd. No, that's a lie. It's at the Wiltern, and those tickets are on sale now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you can call now. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's KLOS High Low Game. KLOS, who is this?
Chris.
Chris, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
You get to go see Dirty Honey, dude, and Wolfgang that's Mammoth so Van cool. Halen. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God, that's the coolest thing.
And you get a shot at $1,400. If you can guess the number between 0 and 95, the last guess was 90, and it was too low.
93
is your guess.
Are you high? Are you high?
I'm high.
Damn it!
Oh, my God!
93 is too high.
So, kind of narrowing it down now.
For sure.
But, dude, you get to go see Dirty Honey. I'm very jealous at the Wiltern on March 2nd.
That's so cool.
I suppose it's not appropriate to say that on the air, though, right?
No.
Okay. I want to.
That is not
true. That's so true.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, all right.
There is Sylvester Stallone is making appearances on TikTok.
Well, that's so weird. What yes. a weird phrase
it's
for you
a strange
say.
Sentence, and it's true, and he's dancing.
What?
Sylvester Stallone.
Dancing.
With his daughter, Sistine.
Oh, all right. How old is she?
She's old enough.
20s or whatever, yeah.
She's signed with IMG as a model.
Right.
But no she's wonder. Dancing in the house, and she has, I don't know, 3 million followers or something.
Sure.
And Sylvester Stallone is dancing alongside her.
Do you think she's happy about that? It
yes.
seems like it from the video.
I would guess.
Yeah. But is he pushing his way in? Or
that's
is she,
a good question.
Hey, Dad, come out here and ruin our video.
We should ask him because Sylvester Stallone is on the Heineken 00 hotline.
What?
Yes. Sylvester.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm me. Who else would I rather be than me, you know?
Yeah,
that's
true.
The best
point,
thing
yeah.
in the world would be Sylvester Stallone,
right.
I think.
Gene from Kiss might disagree, but that's
Gene Simmons? Yeah,
different subject for a different day.
So
I'd crush that guy.
Right.
I could crush him. Yeah. I'd take his tongue and I'd pull it out, a long tongue, and wrap around his throat and I'd choke him to death.
Okay. No need for the aggression, Sylvester. We're all
I'm
good.
I'm not aggressive. I'm being
okay,
honest,
okay.
right?
All right. So your daughter, Sistine, is pretty hot.
Mm.
Hey, I don't like you talking about her like that. It's my little girl, all right?
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, she's a model. She's beautiful.
Right.
She's, yeah, it's a fact.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's attractive,
okay,
you know,
right.
and she takes after me.
Sure,
why?
Of course.
Okay.
Luckily, she got her father's looks, you know? So she's lucky that way.
When you see the video, you may
Did she ask you to dance in these videos and lip sync, or was that your idea?
No, she was like, you know, making like a TikTok, you know.
Right.
And I was there in the house, you know, and so she's doing it. And I'm like, you know, what better for her, I think, in my opinion, than to have, you know, me stop by and make a little cameo
right.
in her TikTok. You know, not cameo like when you make a cameo when someone pays you to,
right.
like, say something.
That's different.
But, like, it's different. But, like,
wow.
a TikTok thing, I come in and, like, make an appearance. I thought that'd be good, you know, because I'm a dancer. You know, I dance really good.
I don't know and that you're so, a dancer. When did you become a dancer?
I'm a dancer. I dance all the time.
Okay.
First of all.
All right.
I directed a movie called Staying Alive. It was the sequel to Saturday Night Fever,
right?
So I know all about the world of dance. I'm a dancer in my soul, all right?
What's your favorite kind of dance? Are you like to disco or flamingo?
I'm a big fan of the merengue. I'm a big merengue guy. I like merengue. I like meringue, just like a lemon meringue pie.
Right.
I like morongo, like the casino, like morongo.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Anything that sounds like merengue is good for me, you
okay.
know, like what I
now,
do.
Now, did she attempt to teach you the dance that she was doing on the TikTok? Because you were not doing the same thing.
She did teach me. See, I was doing the dance.
You weren't doing
no,
it.
No, I didn't really.
I was doing the
didn't
dance.
Seem the same.
But it wasn't the same
wasn't
dance.
Quite the same.
Well, maybe she was wrong and I was wrong, you know? What do you even think about that? Why don't you think about that and give me a little credit?
Yeah,
you know, I'm being here on the radio with you, like, having a conversation. You're being very rude.
I mean, yeah, we're not trying to be rude. We're just, we weren't
you
aware.
Are. You're being rude.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
You called me a baby killer.
No one called you a baby killer.
All right. You
do first blood. Okay.
You do first blood.
Oh, 95.5 KLOS.
The end.
Southern California's rock station. They should have at the end, at the end of the
song. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're done. Thank you.
That clock counting down means nothing.
Nah, who cares? Screw that.
You know how everything is being delayed this year?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
There's no cars.
Nope.
Even used cars are hard to find.
Yep. Yeah, and if you want to order, you know, I mean, order something, you need to order it last year mm-hmm. if you want to get it in 2 years, basically, at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Way back. Yeah.
Well, they're saying that Christmas trees are going to be incredibly hard to come by.
Oh, no. Really?
Incredibly difficult.
Well,
now hold on
okay.
before you go on.
Yeah.
Sluggo hates Christmas. I just found this out.
I loathe Christmas.
I just found this out. I didn't know it.
I wouldn't have
worked with
that
him
far.
If I knew that.
I would say screw Christmas.
Really? You would say screw instead of hate? That's so different. Why don't you? What? How come?
No, I wouldn't
Why?
Say that. I just, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into the, you just hear about it all the time everywhere, you know.
You
that.
Do. That's true. That's overwhelming.
The actual hanging out with the actual family.
You don't
that's
like.
That's nice. No,
oh,
no
is,
yeah,
yes.
that's
okay.
a good part.
Okay,
yeah.
that's
the rest
part.
Of the stuff that goes with it and all the, ugh.
I got you. I'll tell you what
cheerfulness
I'll
and happiness. Vomit.
Does it make you want to vomit?
No, it makes me want to projectile
it's
vomit.
It's cheerful.
Ugh. And you go in and there's Santa
what?
Sitting in the damn mall. Who cares? Get out. Get out, you fat bastard.
Wow. This is also startling.
Yeah, well.
And new. I need to decide what to do with my life.
I really loathe the Easter Bunny, too, as long as we're at it.
But we're not.
Okay.
We're talking about Christmas. So Christmas trees, I guess you don't put one up?
No, we do. Yeah, at home, you know. But not 3 years in advance. It's not there
Well,
already.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that the people that are decorating now
mm-hmm.
are getting the trees.
Wait, I mean, it's like when they put on the Halloween stuff for sale, they keep putting it on earlier because the second it goes out.
Yes.
So now in June, everything's gone. So when you wander in mid-October, like a normal human.
Correct.
It's already ancient
it's
history.
It's all Christmas.
Yeah, they know Ishtar by now. They're already up to Easter. You know, they're already moved on. Christmas was in, you know, October.
Christmas, I remember very clearly when it passed Halloween, when it went
yeah,
earlier than
too.
Halloween.
Yeah.
I remember going, what
no.
is happening?
Yeah.
How is this? How are there
stop.
Already, you know, what's the Friday? Black Friday.
Oh,
there
right.
are already
oh,
Black Friday
yes.
sales.
Oh,
it was like
yes.
July.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. So it's, are you saying that now people can't have the actual fresh trees in their house already?
Well,
they
I'm saying that there
bad.
Are some.
They die.
Doesn't mean they won't buy another one.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
But
right.
if you wait until the end.
Right. like you used to do. Like Dad used to go down to be like Christmas Eve.
SOL.
Yeah,
what?
Like Christmas Eve, go down and get the last
Did
tree
your dad
that was
do
in
that?
The lot. I remember going pretty late. Yeah. I remember going pretty late to get what was left and at a bargain. Hey, you know, you're not going to sell this tonight. No, are you, buddy? Might as well give it to you. Hey, why don't you put it on my tree,
while
my car?
While you're doing that, your dad's stealing it?
What? No.
All right. So here's the phone topic. Mm-hmm. Your neighbors are already putting up all their decorations.
Yeah, this doesn't count if they left it up all year.
Right. Agreed.
Because that's
but if it's, what is it today? The 7th? The 8th?
Of November.
Of November.
Yeah, that's early.
If your neighbors are already decorating,
I've
we want to hear from you.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
And then does that put pressure on you?
Well, I don't
if
care.
You, I know, but
yes,
I'm saying
but if you're
in
into
normal,
it.
If you do like to put out decorations.
Yeah, do you?
Does a neighbor...
stepping up early?
Small. Not,
push your button.
Not
yeah.
a lot, no.
So you don't care, though.
No, I don't care about the neighbors.
Right.
But some people who like to decorate,
right.
you know, they love it.
Right.
If their neighbors start early,
right.
it's kind of like, well, hold on. We're not quite ready yet. What's happening?
Well, see, they should take our attitude. I don't really care. It wouldn't bother
That's
me.
That's not my attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, my attitude about the neighbors.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is my attitude about the
I
neighbors.
Wouldn't change my
but
mind.
But I love the baby Jesus, and I love Christmas, and I don't know why you hate.
I'm just thinking Superstore when he gets booted across the whole store. You know,
and that makes you happy?
It's hilarious.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
818-955-KLOS. If your neighbors have already started decorating for Christmas, and how does that make you feel? 818-955-KLOS. Are we already?
Yeah. That's Jingle Bells, man. It's Christmas. Merry ho ho.
Oh, it's Christmas. But he's playing this for the phone calls.
Yeah, man.
We are asking you if your neighbors are already starting to put up their decorations.
Although some people already have and have admitted it by putting that little gif that this guy sent.
Putting
his hand up slowly that's me.
That's me.
That's hilarious.
But also, I figure, I rethought it. I rethought my position.
Yeah.
After the last 2 years,
all right.
Listen, whatever makes you happy.
Hey, that's fair.
Whatever keeps you from punching someone else in the face.
Look at you, non-Grinch.
That's all
that's
good.
That's awesome.
KLOS, who's this?
Riley.
Hi there. Do your neighbors already decorate for Christmas?
No, I'm calling more because I have family members that do it. And back in like September, she used to do it in August, actually.
Wow!
What?
In August?
Well, she's really old. She's my grandma, and she does it inside her house. And it's very, I mean, she's 8 years old, and she's still getting on the scaffolding.
Is it just because it takes her that long to climb up on the scaffolding to put it up?
It takes her a month to get up and back down.
Yeah, probably. And
when does she take them down?
That's a good question. I think it varies.
Does she have help? Does she ever leave them up the whole time? All year?
No. Mm.
No, she gets back up there on the scaffolding and takes, I can get this crap down.
I don't know. I offered to help last time I visited her, and she just didn't. I don't think she wants me to help her.
Huh.
She likes it done a certain way. It's very beautiful, though.
Yeah, oh, is it?
Sure.
Really? Yeah, and you can't really diss grandma for her. I mean, she wants to go decorating way too early. I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah, listen, if she's 80, she gets to do what she wants to do.
Yeah, especially if she's going to bake you some cookies.
Right. Thank you for calling.
And she damn well better. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin with Fargo.
Hey there. Your neighbors are already decorating?
Two of them.
No,
two
really?
Of them.
Wow. They've had their Christmas trees up since the day after Halloween, and my wife's kind of making stuff.
See, that's the thing, is that you feel pressure.
Yeah, the wife is
leaning
in.
So they did it November 1st, and you were like, no, not yet.
Hey, last year it made sense. Everyone's locked down. We're like,
true.
Decorate, make it fun. This year, I'm like, come on.
This year, I got to go back to work for the man. I can't be doing that again. When would you do it then, on the 23rd or 22nd of December?
Right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
Like the good Lord intended.
Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS. Your neighbors are already putting up Christmas decorations?
Ah! 95.5 KLOS. This is my least favorite part of Christmas, is the
Christmas
music that's been around for 100 years.
Yes, and every time you go into a store,
yep.
I feel so bad for people working in stores and having to listen
to it. They must be able to blur it out.
I don't know. I worked for quite a few years in retail, and it just
and you couldn't.
No, it just starts to really just make you like
angry. Yeah. Oh, no wonder.
Although I'm really attuned to music, so maybe that's more. Maybe that's more than most people.
I don't know. We're talking about your neighbors already started decorating.
I just wanted to agree with you. I don't believe in putting it up early. I don't believe in the whole Christmas thing. I believe in the Thanksgiving style family get-together thing of it, but the present giving and all the other...
All the trappings of Christmas that have been attached over the years, you're not down with.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I can smoke that. I'm able to... So do you have a large family that you get together with or against your will?
He doesn't have family.
Actually, in California, I don't have family. I'm from Indiana.
Aha! Uh-huh. So lucky you. Yeah. Yeah, you can just hang out at the beach and flip them off behind you.
But I am married, and I do have two kids, so I enjoy that for them, but
yeah,
my personal beliefs are behind that.
Yeah, it's for the kids. It is for the kids.
But you're happy to do it, to see it through their eyes. Right. I got you.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like the Thanksgiving part, not the other hysteria of it.
Right on. Yeah? I agree. Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's getting a little too cheerful in here. A little too Christmassy. This is a problem with this time of the year. Hi, KLOS.
I just wanted to give you a little something. My wife... She hung up the Christmas cards from last year, and they've been up all year long.
Wow. Wow. Is she just not assuming there'll be any this coming this year, or trying to keep herself happy, or?
I think she's just trying to keep herself happy and see all the happy faces.
Right.
Listen, whatever works, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I do
like putting up the cards, I have to say.
You do?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of them.
Oh, the Grinch gets a couple of cards and puts them on the wall. How about
so
that?
So old school. So I'm with your wife on that one. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, Kevin. This is Dewey.
What's
Dewey?
Yeah,
the Christmas you're talking about, these guys are not changing. They're blending in with the Halloween over here.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, so they're doing like a Nightmare Before Christmas, your neighbors are?
Yeah, you can see the orange, and then they're putting up the red and, you know, the regular Halloween, but you're still having the orange out there, too.
Kind of like that, actually, because I'm a huge fan of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, I am, too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I live in a Seal Beach area, so...
But they've already put up the Christmas-colored lights already?
Yeah, they're putting up the Christmas-colored lights, but they're leaving the Halloween lights stuff. Also, but they're taking the Halloween... decorations, you know, the blow up stuff off.
Right.
They need to leave those up and just smear all the holidays together. What the hell?
What's wrong with you?
Let's just do it. I love that idea. He likes that idea.
If you had a trank dart, you could take him down. It would be hilarious.
It'd be good.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the Christmas tree or Christmas decorations.
Already up.
I've got neighbors that they bring them out right after Halloween, but they don't put them up. They just bring out these big boxes so little kids come up and ask what's in the box. And so they go, oh.
What's in the box?
Yep. And then they leave them out, and then they wind up putting them up.
Huh, that's kind of odd.
That's a super weird move.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah, blame it on the kids for asking.
Yeah, and yeah, why are these children wandering up and asking what's in the boxes?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
They might have a white van up front. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Free candy. You're enjoying the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You're assuming they're enjoying.
Oh, yeah. There's this wonderful music and hilarious comedy for all to enjoy.
David Chase is the guy who created the Sopranos.
Right. Yep.
And he's also the guy behind the new Sopranos movie.
Right.
Which is out now, The Many Saints of Newark.
Which many people are terribly excited about.
And everybody... Not everybody, but a lot of people asked him about the ending of The Sopranos, which was 15 years ago.
Wow, get out of here. That was 15 years ago?
Isn't that crazy?
I remember that as such an event. People were so, on about it.
And the ending.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Where it just fades to black.
Right.
And you go, well, did Tony Soprano get shot? What happened?
Yeah. What do you feel about those where they leave it in your decision? You decide.
I don't love them.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I also think the job of wrapping up a multi-season show is almost impossible.
I think it's imperative, though. I mean, when you look at Breaking Bad, which is one of the best endings to a series ever.
Yes.
It's just, you know, drive that way. Know what you're doing. You know, I mean, all right, that's a hell of a bill. But if you've got the damn show,
yeah,
make sure you know where it's going.
Well, listen, David Chase said, I had no idea it would cause that much. I mean, I forget what was going on in Iraq or someplace. London had been bombed. Nobody was talking about that. They were talking about the Sopranos.
That's true.
It was kind of incredible to me.
Yeah, that's true.
It was also a little annoying to him how much people wanted to see Tony killed.
Really?
He says they wanted to know that Tony was killed. They wanted to see him go face down in Linguini, you know? And I thought, God, you just watched this guy for 7 years, and I know he's a criminal, but don't tell me you don't love him in some way.
That's interesting.
So he was sort of annoyed at the annoyance of the fans that it just went dark.
So basically, it almost sounds like he's saying he couldn't bring himself to kill him himself.
Yes.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah, it seems like he...
And he didn't think anybody else would really want that much.
I mean, right. He was very surprised that people were upset.
Yeah.
And by the way, Tony Soprano getting shot is still a major possibility with the screen going dark. You don't know.
Yeah. No. Right.
So, yeah, that's very possible that he died.
You haven't seen the movie yet.
No.
Yeah.
I have not.
We don't want any spoilers, but...
No, I can't give any spoilers because I don't know them except
I didn't mean you. Anybody that calls in or whatever.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS at disappointing... TV season, not season, but series
in
finales.
Endings, yeah, I mean,
and
how
I'll
are
give
the...
you mine?
Oh, okay,
Dexter comes back Sunday night on Showtime, and I love Dexter.
Do you think that was maybe a pause, an intentional pause, though, on that one? I always felt like a few people actually said it more like they hit pause on that. Like
it's
they were
going to
bring it back.
And... It is possible. They're not, but they're not bringing back the original. It's a new
right. His kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you the worst, as far as I'm concerned, is Lost.
Well, yeah, Lost.
I mean, I really, and I think that's why
everybody.
It's kind of interesting what they're doing with La Brea, which is on NBC. You can see it on Hulu now, catch up, where they destroy part of Los Angeles over by the tar pits, is that right in the very first episode, they said, one of them said, I feel like I'm an episode of Lost. And I think that's what they're doing.
Interesting.
I think what they've revealed so far... looks a lot like, feels a lot like Lost did, but they clearly have a goal in mind, like for an end game. And I think that's,
I got to tell you,
so
man,
important.
I just, yes, it is so important.
If you're going to do it, I mean, you know.
It is so important, but I think the job of wrapping up a series is almost impossible considering you can't please everybody no matter what
you
do.
Breaking Bad did. I think it pleased everybody.
There are exceptions.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the rule.
A lot of times people go, I mean, that's a hell of a standard to hold up.
Yes,
as far as I'm concerned,
So TV series finales that you were unsatisfied with.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We started out talking about David Chase talking about The Sopranos. Ending, which just faded to black.
Right.
And a lot of people seemed to be upset with. And he was like, I didn't really want to kill Tony Soprano on screen. He was a little annoyed by that.
Right.
And Dexter is coming back on Sunday night, which I cannot wait for. And that one had a kind of a lame,
oh, man, there was a lot.
Went out to sea on a boat.
Yeah.
Just that was the end. What?
That was a lot of anger about that one.
Was
I was a little afraid, because Dexter fans, you people are loose.
Yes, we are. That is very true.
It was concerning.
KLOS, you have one of those series?
The series that had a disappointing last season was Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't the final episode. That was the whole last season, right?
Well, especially the last couple of episodes were truly horrible.
It's like they phoned it in.
For her to have been able to kill that dude so easily and offhand was like, are you kidding me?
She did come flying in out of nowhere.
Yeah, but big deal.
That was pretty great.
That was disappointing as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
all
you.
All right, thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, for a bad series finale, definitely Ash versus Evil Dead.
Ash versus Evil Dead, right.
I haven't seen that.
Yes, that's a great series, though.
But a bad ending, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh.
Terrible. They were open for another season, but then they ended up canceling it, so.
You know, here's another thing I would love to see happen. I think there should be prenups between whoever is creating shows, and whoever's going to carry it. If they're going to cancel it, they got to give them two episodes to wrap it up.
Interesting.
Right? You sign a prenup that you get to wrap up your show.
So even if it's halfway through the season, I'm giving you
I get two episodes to wrap it up.
I don't love that.
I
don't hate that.
I'm putting all this time into it, and you bastards just pull the plug. I hate it.
I don't hate that at all. That's a good idea.
Thanks for calling,
Dave. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I think Mad Men and Game of Thrones, horrible.
Yeah, Mad Men I didn't hate as much.
I didn't see Mad Men
ever. The Coke thing was pretty clever, I thought, but yeah. You didn't watch Mad Men?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think she just stopped listening because she didn't want to listen to Guns N' Roses.
That's probably true.
We found out someone stopped listening to do something else.
Listen, we give people a lot of reasons to not listen. That's for sure.
That's fact.
We are talking about TV series and their finales and how sometimes they can be very disappointing. You have one?
Obvious choice, of course, Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough. I mean, I think if they'd just taken some more time and really written it like they had the entire series, just really worked on it like they always had instead of, got to wrap this up, got to get her done.
Do you think that they just didn't?
I think they did. I think they just rushed it. They're just like, let's just throw in the towel, spend a lot of money, let's make it go.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was great. Yeah. Hey, did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
I did.
I couldn't have loved the ending more.
Oh, really?
It was the penultimate one. It was the second to last. And it was amazingly good.
Wow.
And then the last one was sort of don't care because we already wrapped it up.
Yeah.
But man, that series was great.
That's cool. Nice. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. What's a series that ended terribly for you?
Not horribly, but Supernatural.
Which one, Supernatural?
Supernatural.
Yeah, the wife and I watched all of the seasons. Just a little disappointing the way it ended.
Thanks for calling. How are they going to wrap up The Simpsons when they're finally done with that? That is one that needs to have just an incredible ending.
But it doesn't, it's not building to anything.
No, it isn't.
Like all of these other shows are building dramas that are building.
It's episodic, keeps moving forward. But still, I mean, Matt's got to have something in mind.
I would think so. It's been, 100 seasons?
Yeah, 100 years. Hi, KLOS. What's that series with a terrible ending?
Definitely Southland.
Southland.
So, I forgot about that.
The way it ended and just left the biggest cliffhanger of the whole series.
That's mean. It's just plain mean.
100% agreed.
Right? Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
My masters.
Whoa.
I Dream of Genie. You didn't like the way it ended?
I did not.
Who remembers how it ended?
Yeah, how did it end?
The can of chili episode.
Nobody knows that.
He does.
I Dream of Genie.
I was a huge fan of that show. But they did actually wrap it up then, huh? It didn't go away. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it's the very last episode. Huh. It was so stupid.
Huh.
And Dr. Alfred Bellows dropped Genie's bottle. She couldn't go home.
That was it? They left her stranded as a human forever?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. So she died eventually.
It was the worst thing of my life.
That is awful.
Things are pretty good if that's the worst thing of your life.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. KLOS, that series that ended terribly.
Yes, I was calling about the radio shows that I wanted to end early.
Radio show you want to end?
This radio show.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time to give away some moolah.
Yeah, take this cash out of our hands.
It is up to $1,500.
Damn straight.
You guess a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 93.
No, it's too high.
And it was too high.
So come down, baby, come down.
Just for playing along, you get tickets for Dirty Honey and Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen, at the Wiltern March 2nd.
Those tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster, but you don't need it because you're going to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Every time he says that, it makes me want to get drunk. Like, every single time I hear that, I'm like, oh, that sounds fun.
You want to get drunk every time you hear anything.
That's true.
It is the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Daryl.
Daryl, you're caller 13.
Right on.
Nicely done.
Hey, you like Dirty Honey?
I do like Dirty Honey.
They put on such a damn good live show, which you're going to see with Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen at the Wiltern on March 2nd, man. You win.
That is awesome. Thank you very much.
And we'll give you a shot at the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,500.
Woo!
Between 0 and 95, the last guess was 93, and it was too high.
then it's got to be 91.
91? Wow! Yeah! Woo! 91!
Nicely done. You won the money.
You got to pay attention, baby. 99.
But question, why did you... Because 90 was too low, 93 was too high. Why would you not guess 92?
Because the guess before 90 was 92.
Yeah, that's right. I think earlier today it was 92. I didn't hear that. So
you're right.
You got to pay attention, man.
You pay attention more than I do. Well done. Hey, you got $1,500.
Right. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thanks, man.
Now, there's a Learn to Fly by the Fighters Foo, and there's a Learn to Fly by Pink Floyd, and Marcy's going to play them both maybe tomorrow. It's the same title, completely different song.
I love that.
Doing on our boot camp tomorrow.
Love that.
That's a listener suggestion. Thank you for that.
It is time for what we learned on Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, what did we learn?
In Belgium, they have speed radars that issue tickets, but if it's over 186 miles per hour, you don't get a ticket.
Because they can't see you?
Because it can't register that
high.
So
awesome.
So a dude went 190 and the radar didn't pick him up.
They're like, dude, if you can keep not crashing at 190, hey, you just go ahead.
That's pretty strong. Sylvester Stallone is dancing on his daughter Sistine's TikTok.
And he claims, apparently, that he was invited.
He's a great dancer. And he's not forcing his way into that video at all.
Sure.
I posted that on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. And there are people already putting up their Christmas decorations. And it's almost too late to mail packages because of the slow mail.
How crazy is that? It's
so
already too late.
Shop it up, people.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Shocking, stunning, freaky. I can't believe it. No, this is bad news. What the hell are you talking about? That album?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's 50 years old today. It was 50 years ago. That nameless album that came to be known as Led Zeppelin IV was released, which is my favorite artwork. I love that picture on the wall. I've replaced the guy in the picture on the wall on the album cover with my own damn photo.
Oh,
and used
nice.
It as a profile picture forever. But, just stunning, shocking, freaky. What? 50 years ago?
Wow. We're old.
I hope you bought it that day and remember it, man. That'd be cool. Hats off to you.